Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk. The truth is, I can't hide
it. I can't hold it. A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
What keeps you up at night? I'm not talking about anxiety or worry because we're supposed to cast our cares upon the Lord. I'm talking about, when's the last time your heart broke for all the lost souls in our world? Did you know that 3.2 billion people on this planet have never heard the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ? I'm Stu Epperson. Welcome to Truth Talk Live. Welcome to Truth Talk. Some of you are listening on Missions Monday. Some of you are listening all across the world on our Truth Talk weekend show. Some of you are listening on your smartphones. We just got smarter because you downloaded the Truth app. So glad you're here. I'm in a studio. I'm not in the Truth Network World Headquarters studios in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I am up the street, down the road, down Tobacco Road here in March Madness. I am in Cary, North Carolina, with my buddies, Andy and John. This is a very important day because we are going to reach some of those people, some of those 3.2 billion people. We may not reach that many, but Trans World Radio has the gospel going out in all kinds of languages. I can't even pronounce the name of the languages, much less the languages of the languages. And they're spreading the word of God. They're our partner. This is a special give back time. Friends, listen to some of these testimonies. You'll be encouraged. But let me bring on and welcome my good friends, John and Andy, to Truth Talk Live. God bless you guys.
Thanks so much, Stu. It is great to be with you. And TWR has been broadcasting the gospel just like Truth Network has been since 1954. And God is using this ministry, has grown it now to 200 languages around the world. We receive responses in 190 countries. But, you know, Andy and I, we were talking, and how do we reach people if they don't have a radio, if you've got these great radio signals all over the planet, but they don't have a radio?
Well, you talked about March Madness. I mean, imagine making a pass down court, but there's no one to receive the pass. So that's the whole idea. We've got these huge signals, powerful radio signals going out all over Africa, but if the people don't have a receiver, if they can't catch it, how's it going to get into their mind and their heart?
Yeah, and if I'm at the other end of the court, of course, I'm lined up just behind the three-point line, and I may be at the logo, depending on how I'm shooting that day, John.
Right, right.
And I'm going to launch it, and it's going to be nets up, unless you're down there on the baseline with that 15-foot smooth as silk shot. But I love the basketball analogy, because everyone's talking about that this time of year. Of course, the college playoffs, wow, what a big deal that's been, and of course, the NBA playoffs looming. But it's interesting that more people in the world know about basketball and know about who Michael Jordan is and LeBron James than they know about who Jesus Christ is. And that's why we're here, to spread the good news of Christ. That's why I still play ball, by the way, just to throw a little shout out to my friends, Randy Shepard, Jamie Johnson, Crossfire Ministries, and Truth Network, and all the basketball buddies I have out there to share the Lord. It's a great tool. But we have an opportunity to reach people by giving them a radio, which then they can wind that thing up. These are high-quality radios. And they can push play. They can turn on the signal. Transworld Radio is already broadcasting in that part of Nigeria or Central Africa, all over the place, the gospel. And suddenly they're hearing solid Bible teaching. They're hearing the likes of David Jeremiah, J. Vernon McGee, but in their language. And it's equipping them. But right now, so many of these villages don't even have a radio.
That's right.
The signal's going out there, but they don't have a receiver so they can receive the word. And so you guys at Transworld Radio, you've made it really easy. I'm so excited about that. The radio's made, manufactured. You've got a deal worked out of the shipping. And so it's 50 bucks, right? That's how much gets one radio to someone that's pre-qualified to receive one that could impact an entire village. I mean, you have like multiple people, Andy, listening to these things, right?
Absolutely. It could be that it's one family. It could be that they're passing that radio to the next house over on Tuesday night. The next house gets it on Wednesday. It could be that you've got several families coming together, sitting around the radio. It could be that they're taking that thing out into the field, and as they're working, they're listening. And here's the thing, it's God's word. Let me give you an example. This is a testimony coming out of Africa. After listening to TWR, I realized that life is dependent on the word of God. I can testify that your program has changed and improved my relationship with God. We're not just, with these wind-up radios, it's not just entertainment, it's just not news. We're talking about the word of God.
You know, you think about how much each radio, and we're talking about just a $50 radio, can impact so many people. When Andy and I were in Malawi, Stu, we had the opportunity to be able to hand out these radios. One of the places where we went was this small little village, and the main street was a dirt road with a little bit of gravel on it, and there were multiple different kinds of animals that were coming through, chickens and goats and even a donkey that stood in the middle of the street. But the person who had organized the whole event where we were going to give out these radios was known in the community as Mr. TWR. And he was known as Mr.
TWR.
What
a label.
He was known as Mr. TWR because he was always inviting people to come and listen to his radio with him. And so what he was doing was organizing the event so that he could share the radios that we were bringing to him with all his friends and his neighbors so that they would be able to share it with their families.
Yeah. Wow. And a lot of these folks may not have a smartphone, or they may not have television or satellite or all this stuff that we think about. And it's interesting how it's gone back to the good old days. I think of Big Stu, who's my awesome hero, mentor. He's in heaven right now, thanks to Christian radio, which changed his life. But I think about Big Stu and his family in the farmhouse, sometimes 10, 15, 20 of them, huddled around one little radio, listening to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, listening to The Phantom, right? Listening to Superman, all these great, radio dramas, and then listening to Christian radio, listening to Paul Freed, listening to all the great, before Javon McGee, but listen to some of the great evangelists, the early days. But you think about the power, the impact of that. You have entire villages that you have pastors. They're looking for kind of a rudder. They're looking for some grounding. They may or may not have a Bible, but they can get prepared and they can be equipped and almost get like a seminary on the air through Trans World Radio and through these radios that our listeners have generously, graciously supported. A lot of listeners have stepped up. This is kind of our big give back time. We want to thank our friends across the Truth Network, our friends at AFR, our friends at Wilkins, our friends that are brave enough to carry this crazy radio program. And we want to thank everyone listening who has donated. I want to give the number for folks to call in and donate any amount. Everything is none. It's all the Lord's anyway. But Andy, if folks want to give right now a radio, $50 sends one radio, $500 sends 10 radio. 10 radios, we're at the end of the campaign here. So we really want to get over the top here and get more of these radios to Africa, because Africa needs Jesus. Tell us the number, please.
It's 888-988-5656. Again, 888, then 988-5656. Now, you can call that number and give, or you can go online to Truth Network, and I'm sure there's a banner there that says Africa needs Jesus.
Truthnetwork.com. They've got a banner, and Africa needs Jesus. And I believe it's AfricaNeedsJesus.com or .org, that is also set up.
Yeah, if you go to Truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner, you can make a gift there, or you can just go to AfricaNeedsJesus.org.
Okay.
That's AfricaNeedsJesus.org.
I'm looking at it right now on the app, so I can click on that. And Lord willing, one of my goals is before this show is over, I've got my credit card here. You guys are watching me. I'm whipping this thing out.
All right.
I'm going to give right here on the phone. It's that easy. Don't, if you're driving, please don't pull over, but this is unbelievable. I'm going to give multiple radios. How's that sound?
That sounds
terrific. We'll tell you more about how you can be a part of that. We'll give you a couple more testimonials and we'll talk about how expansive this is and how God's using this to touch souls and how you and I, wherever you are, sitting in your home, driving your car, you can be a missionary. You may not can go, but you can pray, you can send, and you can give. Stay tuned. More coming up on Truth Talk Live and Truth Talk after this. Truth Talk Live. The windup, the pitch, and the hit, because you friends are helping us give these $50 windup radios to people that don't have radios, but the radio signal's there. And every one of us has this in common. I'm Stu Everson. This is Truth Talk Live, Truth Talk Weekend, listened by people all over the country and all over the world by your smartphones and online. Thank you for everyone that listens to and supports this program. And you have a role to play in fulfilling the Great Commission, because across the pond, in a very large continent known as Africa, in areas that are densely populated by Muslims, there is radio, but there are not a lot of radios. And you can give a radio right now. John Somerville, this is a reality. Like, this is a radio going in a box, being shipped, getting to people who actually will use it, need it, and will invite their Muslim neighbors to listen to gospel-centered programming in their own language.
Every radio that you give, a $50 gift, includes the cost of the radio. It includes the cost of shipping the radio. It includes the cost of the customs to get the radio out there and the cost of distribution. That is an incredible thing. So what we're doing on our side, let's just talk about how the logistics work on our end. As you make that gift, then our folks in Africa who are Trans World Radio partners in the different countries of Africa have that opportunity to take that money, make the order themselves, and have it shipped directly to them to save on no middleman kind of thing. And so that makes it so much more efficient for us to be able to distribute these radios in an effective way, to be able to put them in people's hands. And how do people react, Andy, when they receive these radios?
With humility. They treat it as a treasure. We place these radios in their hands, and very often they clutch them to their chest. And the reason why is not just because they're going to be getting information out of this radio, but this radio is going to be changing their lives. I mean, we're talking about God's word carefully taught, going through the radio and impacting them. Let me give you an example. This person in Africa says, "I am a Fulani man as well as a Muslim, but I am always with you because the truth is." Stu, I'm sure you appreciate that line. The truth. "You are preaching great news. Please pray for my ability to understand your message." And if someone like that is winding up that radio, listening day by day, their life is going to be transformed. Their mind is going to be renewed. People are coming to Christ. People are being discipled. That radio that you could give today will make a difference.
All right, so if you want to pick up that phone, let me give you a phone number here. It's 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. And there are a number of people who have already given us a call, like Sheila in Pineville, Linda in Fairmont, Deborah in Knightdale, Jan in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Rudolph in Clayton, Peggy Joe in Philadelphia, David in Winston-Salem. These are all folks who have picked up the phone. But if you'd like to go online, go to truthnetwork.com, truthnetwork.com. And then folks like Richard in Long, South Carolina, Rayshawn in Durham, Tammy in Chatham, Gary in Winston-Salem, Shelley in Toledo. So many people who have given gifts. And we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because you are putting the gospel into somebody's hands, into somebody's ears, and somebody's heart. Wow.
And when you do that, it's going to make a difference. Here's another example. This listener says, "Sir, I am listening to your preaching on the radio. I am a sinner, and I have confessed all my sins. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, just as you told me, and I am convinced that God has accepted me." Someone gave a radio. This person was listening, winding it up every day, listening to the radio, and now this person is going to be in heaven.
Wow.
I mean, that's the power of a $50 gift when you give one of these wind-up radios.
And I just got a kind note back. I just gave multiple radios. That's why I was a little bit quiet. It's rare on my own show that I'm that quiet, guys. And
you can
laughing.
Be quiet and give as many
well,
as you want.
No, I just got it. Look at you. What does that say? You don't have to say the amount, but what does that say? Thank you for your donation. See it? Yeah. I'm holding my phone up. I did it on my smartphone. I went to the Truth Network app, which is our free app, which makes your smartphone smarter. Listen 24 hours to encouragement to this program and other programs. Listen to all the podcasts on the Truth Podcast Network. But you see an African Needs Jesus banner up there at truthnetwork.com or on the Truth app, and boom. You hit that, and I did, and I pulled my credit. You guys saw me do it, and,
yep.
And I said, "I'm not a robot." I clicked on that. You know, what images doesn't have a tractor in it or a bridge in it? And I did all that, and I said, "Process the gift," and now I'll get a nice email. And tax deductible, because Transfer Radio is a nonprofit. But this is just a way to give back. Like, none of this money's ours. This is all the Lord's. And so I just help. So that radio is going to go to someone. And now, where all is it going to go, John? I know we can't say too many specific places for sake of security. We don't want to endanger people that are, you know, persecuted Christians. But kind of generally, where will these radios go where Transworld Radio has this massive signal?
Well, we work with more than a dozen countries in Africa. Places like Nigeria, the most populated country in Africa with over 200 million people.
And at the same time, let me add, one of the top most persecuted countries for believers right now.
This is true. There are places like Mozambique, Malawi, Eswatini. We do Uganda. Where else?
We just put a radio station on in Ivory Coast.
That's right.
So there'll be a lot of people that the radios might introduce them to TWR for the first time.
We're distributing in Ghana and Kenya and other places like that. Great places where God's word is getting into via radio. We have great radio signals going into these places, but if they can't hear God's word because they can't receive the pass, like Andy was saying, if they can't receive it, what value is it?
Wow.
That's why it's so important for us to be able to put these radios into people's hands.
What's the number?
It is 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Stu, you talked about this is basically a stewardship issue. Let's look at it not just in terms of money, but remember what we read in 1 Peter chapter 3, where Peter says, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you." Here is an opportunity. You're not going to be able to sit next to that person on a pew who's in Africa right now, maybe in a country like Malawi or Mozambique, but by giving them a radio, you are actually answering their questions about who God is. You are giving them a defense. You're telling them about the hope that you have through that wind-up radio that you're giving.
You may not even have a passport, but you can go and hit that AfricanNeedsJesus.com or go to TruthNetwork.com and hit the link and give right now. Give a wind-up radio for $50. That used to be 10 lattes. That's only 5 now. You know, I left the coffee shop. I took the children to the coffee shop the other day. The bill was like $22. Like, what happened in there?
Yeah.
This is like I got slaughtered. You know, but think about that. You know, a couple stops. You know, not getting, you know, a couple lattes could send a whole radio to Africa. And you, God may have blessed you with tax money you didn't expect. You may want to give 10, 15, 20, 30 radios. That $50 radio, it's high quality. And these guys do it right at Transworld Radio, and it ships right over. We got to take a break. This is a special pre-recorded edition because I'm in Cary, North Carolina, in the studio of Transworld Radio. It's beautiful outside, and we are talking about how much our world needs Jesus and what we can do about it. This is a solution to a big problem, the greatest problem of sinners that need a Savior. And the gospel is going out. It's feeding believers who need to grow in their faith and get the word. It's also reaching non-believers, including a lot of Muslim evangelism. And if you want to call and donate a radio right now, let me give the number before the break. Don't call the show today, but call this number, 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Will you consider a gift right now, any amount, to send a radio to people in Africa that desperately need to hear God's word through the wonderful ministry of our friends at Transworld Radio? Back with more truth right after. I'm Stu Everson. Don't touch that button.
Truth Talk Live.
Stu Everson, welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Welcome back to Truth Talk. You're in for some good news. Because think about how Christian radio has impacted your life. Like, oh, I hear these amazing pastors and teachers and talk shows like this one, and it encourages me. I had a listener call me 2 weeks ago on the National Daily Radio Show and say, "Stu, you made me cry." That's all he said. You touched me. And then he hung up. And he just I was encouraged by that because, you know, I'm not here for me. I'm not here to, you know, win in my own sales. I'm here to lift up Jesus Christ. And I'm here to point people to him. And Transworld Radio, this is what your ministry has been committed to. John and Andy are with me. We're in Cary, North Carolina. We're pre-recording this to air on national radio on the weekday show, the weekend show, because we're in our final push to invite you in to a beautiful opportunity. This is no obligation. This is no, oh, no, we got to hear this. No, this is a beautiful opportunity. John Somerville, Transworld Radio, there is so much joy. You know, what did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 9 or 2 Corinthians 9? He says, God loves a cheerful giver, giver. Now, the Greek word literally is hilario, which is hilarious.
Yep.
So we're creating hilarity among our listeners by inviting them to donate a $50 radio that's going to go to an African who's starving for the word, who's going to bring 30 of his neighbors over to listen, including Muslims who've never heard the word before.
That's exactly right. You know, when I was in the country of Benin, where TWR has one of our stations there that broadcasts into Nigeria, one of our staff members, his name is Robbio, and Robbio is going to work each and every day, and he has to go through a toll booth. The toll booth there is manned by Muslim guys, and interestingly, they would always harass Robbio. So he decided one day to give the guys at the toll booth a radio, showed them how to tune in TWR, told them what time their languages would be on. And a couple of days later, no, they weren't harassing Robbio anymore. A couple of days more go by and they stop him again and they say, "Can we get another radio?" And he's like, "Why? Did your radio break? Surely that's a very durable radio." And he said, No. "Everybody here in the toll booth area wants to listen to the radio, and I'd like to take one home so my family can listen to it." That's the power of these radios. And we're talking about not just any kind of a radio, Stu. We're talking about a wind-up radio. A wind-up radio that doesn't require electricity or batteries. And it's so important to have that because in Africa, many places, they don't have Africa, or they don't have Africa, they don't have electricity. And if they do have electricity, it might just be so expensive that they can't afford to have it.
They may not have an internet. They may not have money to go to an internet cafe in the bigger cities. And Andy, our listeners might see someone in heaven one day.
Yeah.
Because they simply said, you know what? I'm having a bad day. I'm going to pull out of my dumpy day and give. I'm going to give my way out of this, and I'm going to be generous and send a radio to someone who doesn't have the luxury or the privilege, the beauty of being in a country like America. We have radio everywhere, in our cars, in our homes, on our phones. And this is really happening in real time, right, Andy?
It is, and I'll even throw this in. For many of these people, they are living literally on about a dollar a day. So you're talking about $30 a month. How big of a gift is a $50 radio? That's a month and a half's worth of wages. That's a huge gift. That person can't afford it in Africa. They can't afford the batteries, but you can afford to give them a radio right now.
Well, you're giving them more than just a radio. You're giving them hope. You're giving them the gospel. You're giving them Jesus. So pick up that phone right now. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And call our Transworld Radio number at 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Or you can do it online at truthnetwork.com.
Yeah, and this is Stu Everson. This is a special give back time right here, right now, across all of our Truth platforms, all of our wonderful, amazing affiliates like AFR, Wilkins, the brave stations that are brave enough to carry this program. It's time you said, hey, you know what? I've kind of gotten fat. I've been eating at this buffet of Christian radio. Now I'm going to share this amazing love with people that I've never met. I don't understand their language. They don't look like me. They don't talk like me. We don't have the same accent. Yet, I want to see them in heaven one day, and I'm going to share that truth with them, and that's why we're doing this here, right now. So please consider a gift of any amount that's going to send one of these wind-up radios. Andy, the impact, we've got these testimonials,
yeah,
but there are volumes of books we'll never read. If you were able to fill the books with all the stories of souls being saved, being touched right now from our listeners all over Africa, maybe you can share one with our listeners right now.
This person says, when I heard over TWR, knowing the Holy Spirit and His works, my life was transformed. I fell down from the chair and I cried. I felt sorry for myself. I was ashamed. I realized I was dead on the inside. The message sounded like He had preached it just for me. And I spoke the words, Lord, forgive me. I mean, you can see that happening. Someone listening to the radio, knowing that God was speaking through His word, through that radio, and the person falls to his knees and prays to the Lord, forgive me, and comes to know Jesus.
Wow.
Let me tell you, and you know this because you listen to the Truth Network, God's word through radio is powerful. We can give that gift to someone today through one of these $50 radios.
Where God's word goes, it does not return void, and that's why we want to encourage you to pick up the phone right now. Let's give a lot of radios to folks all across Africa, and you can do it with your gift right now at 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. How many radios can you give?
Well, I love to think that the Truth Talk listeners across the globe and across America are loyal friends from all of our affiliates that listening right now. I'd love to think that they have the most beautiful feet of any radio audience. Because what does the good book say?
Beautiful are the
feet
of
those who bring good news. That same passage in Romans 10, which is a beautiful prophetic reiteration or repeat of the Isaiah passage, right? Before it gets there, we hear things like faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, right? We hear things like the word doesn't return void. We hear things like, how shall they hear, right? If the word doesn't go out, how shall they hear if there's not a preacher? And then that great statement, how lovely on the mountains are the feet of them that bring good news. You know, oftentimes I'll slip my shoes off, you know, when I'm doing the show, you know, just to kind of let my dogs breathe, right? And no matter how ugly they are, no matter all the corns, we're not going to do a beautiful feet, you know, ugly foot contest on this show. I don't think ever. That won't be good for ratings or, you know, everyone's going to turn us off. But no matter what they look like, your feet are beautiful according to God's word. When you're doing what? When you're spreading the gospel of peace. Because you're taking something to someone that is a supernatural, powerful dynamic. Because Paul says in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God to salvation. And my life has been changed by the power of the gospel. I remember as a teenager sitting, listening to a little AM radio station on the phone with my buddy Herb, listening to a Christian radio host like this one, witnessing and leading a Satanist to Christ on the radio. And that just fired me up. And I think we can make that a reality for someone in Africa who the transworld radio airwaves are open in their language, in the Arabic and the French and all these languages, goes across all these countries in Africa, but they just don't have radio receivers. And so what we're doing is getting our listeners to give these radio receivers right here, right now, and we're running out of time. Guys, give us a final rallying call. The phone number, how can our listeners make a difference in one life? One radio, I believe, is $50, right, John?
One radio, $50. Two radios, $100. Maybe you'd like to do 100 radios, or, you know, even greater amount. We want to get as many radios into people's hands so that God's word can get into people's ears. Give them that number, Andy.
888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Stu mentioned someone coming to Christ who had a background in Satanism. Let me tell you, in Africa, it could be voodoo. It could be animism. There are people with, I mean, we're talking about carved idols in their homes, and they're worshiping those idols. But we can put a radio in that home. They can listen to it, and they can come to know the one true God. They can come to know their Savior, whose name is Jesus. Wow. But we've got to give them a radio.
Yeah, and I just had coffee with a pastor in the Raleigh area. And I'm here in Cary with you guys. We're pre-recording this, so don't worry about calling in. But you can. We want you to call the one number today that we're giving you to help us get these radios out there to really reach all these folks across Africa with the gospel through Transworld Radio. A special partnership, a special give back day. But I'm having coffee with this pastor, and we were talking about how many pastors listen to the Truth Network. I see them all the time. They're like, man, I love those sermons. I love hearing David Jeremiah. I love hearing Dr. Stanley. I love hearing these messages because it helps me stay grounded. It's like a little bit of tuning up for me. It's like I gotta be fed too. And you multiply that by a million, maybe almost a billion, 200 million folks in Nigeria alone. That's just one of the countries Transworld Radio reaches with these wind-up radios. There are pastors who are starved, who need to have that modeled. And those are the kind of people you're putting on, right, in other languages.
That's exactly right. Last May, I had a similar experience where I was flying out of Malawi, and I was sitting next to two people, and they asked me what I did. I told them I was with TWR, and they just lit up. Found out they were pastors. They listened to TWR, and they said how much they appreciated the teaching that they were hearing because it fed them so they could feed their people. You're exactly right, Stu. These radios are so important to be able to put into people's hands, and we need to do that now. Would you pick up that phone? Give a call. Be generous with how many radios you can give. Each radio is just $50, and you can do it now by calling 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656 or online at truthnetwork.com.
Yeah, we got a little link up there, Africa Needs Jesus, Transworld Radio, which is solid doctrine. You're a nonprofit ministry. Every donation that comes in goes directly to reaching these dear folks in Africa with the gospel. These are, if you just joined us, these are wind-up radios. They're the highest quality. I've actually held one. I've actually wound one up, and they've got shortwave, they've got AM, they've got FM. In Transworld Radio, thank God, Andy, you guys have Christian radio blasting all over that country.
So you can use this radio no matter where you are on the continent of Africa and be able to pick up TWR's signal. The big question for you right now as you're listening is, how many people in Africa do you want to touch?
To the top.
We're back on Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Emerson from Cary, North Carolina. Don't worry about calling in, but we're about to give you the call-in number. You can call, and you can send a radio to Africa because Africa needs Jesus. Now, here's the rest of my conversation from Cary, North Carolina, at the world headquarters of Transworld Radio with my friends John and Andy.
888-988-5656. Again, that number is 888, then 988 5656.
Yeah, and I just want to say we're not selling airplane tickets. We're not asking you to go get your passport renewed. We're not, you know, making travel arrangements. You don't even have to talk to the U.S. Embassy over in Mozambique or Burundi or Ethiopia or Ghana or Malawi or Tanzania or Kenya or Nigeria or Zimbabwe or these many countries on the Ivory Coast even that Transworld Radio reaches. We're saying to you, we'll do this. Transworld Radio does the shipping and everything, just $50. As God leads, $500 for 10 radios. You know, you want to do, I'm not, my math now, I'm getting to the edge here, guys, as I go higher, but, you know, 1,000 radios, that's how many, $1,000.
1,000 is 20 radios.
20 radios. Yeah. That could be reaching like 500 people because one radio, entire villages are huddling around these, aren't they? I mean, one radio over
that
there, this is a big deal.
What if somebody wanted to do 200 radios? Then that'd be $10,000. Yeah.
But Andy, one little radio could literally feed the word of God to a whole family or a whole village. I mean, they're huddling, they're packing these houses. You have pictures of it, don't you?
Well, and John and I have seen these small communities where it's almost like a little compound. Several houses will be together, and they will share a field, a common field. That radio could be out in the field. That radio could be passed from one home to the next. It could be that they all gather around it one evening. Whatever the case is, that radio will be used for God's word to be spread. We've even seen one of the amazing stories. There was an ox in the field with a radio hanging off of one of the horns.
Oh my.
As the people are working, they're listening to the radio. I want to throw out, you mentioned Ethiopia as one of the countries. Yeah. I just learned this statistic recently. 80% of the people in Ethiopia are not connected to the internet. Radio is the way to reach them.
Yeah. Wow.
Radio is still a powerful tool. Yeah. The most powerful tool in many parts of Africa. Let's use it, and we need you today to get on board with us.
All right. Call us right now. 888-988-5656. Stu, we only have a little bit of time left, so we want you to give us a call. 888-988-5656.
Yeah, thank you so much, Transworld Radio. Thank you all our listeners. Some of you have been generous, have been giving. You've been hearing these messages across all these platforms, and all of our wonderful affiliates that are brave enough to carry this show. We just love AFR. We love our friends. You know, we love our friends at Wilkins and other people, Salem, that carry Truth Talk Live, Truth Talk Weekend. Please consider a donation of any amount. We're giving back. We're sharing the truth through Transworld Radio because Africa needs Jesus. I'm going to give this 800 number one more time. I'm going to let Andy give it. Andy, give us his 800 number. We're in Cary, North Carolina, signing off, but give us his 800 number one more time.
888-988-5656.
And truthnetwork.com, we've got a nice little link there. And if you haven't downloaded the Truth app, you can listen 24/7 to great encouragement. Your smartphone gets smarter. Go to truthnetwork.com to learn about how you can download the Truth app for iOS, Android, Apple, all that stuff. And we have a cool hot link right there. That's how I did it. Earlier in this show, you guys are my witness. Guys, is this hyperbole or this really happened?
We witnessed it all.
I pulled out, and this is, if a basketball player could do it, I spent a lot more time in that gym than I did the classroom. And I figured out how to, with my chubby little fingers, peck it in on my phone. I went to the Truth app. I clicked the Africa Needs Jesus thing, and I gave multiple radios. Y'all saw it. I got a nice note back immediately. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your donation. Please join us in this, folks. We need to reach the world with the good news of Jesus Christ. Share Jesus with one person tonight before your head hits the pillow tonight. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for being a blessing
to
us.
Yeah, thanks.
You are a blessing to us to allow us to be a part of this.
The theme of the show all hour long has been sharing the truth, whether it's Africa or whether it's next door, whether it's the gas station or whether you're like Jesse Connors and Logan, who have been canvassing all over Lynchburg, Virginia today. Guys, how's it going? How's it been going sharing the truth?
Hey, we're doing great. It's been a great day. We've seen God do so many awesome things just being out here, being a part of God's show. You know, he shows up and we're ready to see, you know, if we're faithful, he comes and surprises us with these divine encounters.
Oh, yeah. It's great to just be out in public and, you know, you just walk around, you see a person, you just hand them a card. It's pretty simple as that. But, you know, you take those everyday interactions and turn them to extraordinary moments.
I purposely have walked up to people that you would never want to walk up to if you're trying to share your faith. Like, you'd automatically assume that they're not going to say, oh, I won that card. You know, what we say, though, is just that we just simply walk up to them and say, I may never see you again, so I want to give this to you. It's a website that proves Jesus loves you. And if you want to hand out your own cards, too, you can. It's on the back. You get your own for free. And you would not believe how many people take it. And sometimes I even say to a stranger that just, I may never see you again. So I want to give this to you. It's a website that proves Jesus loves you. It works with your head to get to your heart. And on the other side, it says, if you know Jesus, share Jesus, order your cards for free. So you can help multiply my effort if you just scan that card, if you're ready to do what I did. And it helps train you when you get your cards. And even on that website at sharethetruthnow.com, it helps to train you right away, and also there's also wonderful other free downloads and free tools there to help you with your evangelism. So we're saying this to people, and we have had one rejection, I think out of like 30, 50 people, I don't know how many, and he had his hands filled with stuff already. And then he said, and I said, okay, well, God bless you. He's like, God bless you too. So, but then I always am like, okay, well, I have to go to the next people, and I doubled down, and I looked at the next people, I went over to them, and I handed out those cards, and they took it. And they never would have been talked to by me if the other guy wouldn't have said no, because I want to see a beauty from ashes moment, right? I was a little bit like upset that he said no, even though his hands were filled with stuff. I could have like said it on what he was carrying or whatever. But that made me go to the other two people that were very happy that I gave them the card. So it just shows you how simple this is. It's very little training, and it helps us to be obedient to what God's called us to be obedient to.
It's so cool. Logan, now what about what Jesse says? Now, some people think Jesse is just this Christian superhero out of a comic book. Is he real? Is he really in on the streets, in person, like he is on the radio? Logan, give us an update. Come on, give us an eyewitness testimony.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's a superhero. I think he's just being faithful to the calling that God placed on his heart. And I think that same calling is on every one of our hearts. At the end of the day, we're just all meandering about this world, and we don't listen to the checks on our heart to actually go and share the truth with people that we just walk by every single day. But, you know, that check in your heart, that little prompt, that little notion, that's all it takes to just be, hey, I'm going to go share the truth with them right now. And with these cards, you know, it makes it exceedingly easy.
Yeah, and I was going to emphasize that, because what would you do if you didn't have that card? And I was just at a soda fountain recently, and someone walked up to me. I had no idea who he was. And here I am, I'm doing all this evangelism, and this guy walks up to me. I don't know him. I'm thirsty. And he says, so how's your relationship with Jesus going? And I looked at him, and I had no idea who he was. I felt so uncomfortable. I remember my stomach turning, but I realized then like how important that card is, because that card is so well received. It's just by saying, hey, may never see you again, so I want to give this to you. It's a website that proves Jesus loves you. Man, if I was getting that from that guy instead, I would have had a better time. But how much did it take for him to say that to me? That's bold, you know?
I love maybe that. And I love the fact that you guys are, you're intentional. It's a card. I mean, if you were opening a new ice cream parlor in town, you would take a stack of cards that says, buy a scoop, get a scoop, right? You would, if you were opening a new oil change place, if you're going to a networking, everyone's networking. The question is, and that's why we call it the Truth Network, by the way, because we're trying to encourage people to network in the truth, to share the truth now, sharethetruthnow.com, order your cards there, like right now. But you guys, I love that. I love Logan, what you said about just a little, just listening to God's whisper. Guys, this happened to me twice already today. I saw two different people with a cross necklace hanging around their neck. And they were friendly, two gentlemen. I was with another person. It was not in like a situation where they thought I was going to mug them or something. It was a very safe public place. I said, wow, is that a cross hanging around your neck? And the next statement is, yeah. And the next statement is, did you know my Savior hung on that cross? And it was an execution device, and here's a little card that tells you all about that, how he changed my life. And, of course, I try to get into the gospel, but one of these guys was like a dasher. Like, he was taking food to someone else, and I didn't want to make that food get cold. I didn't want him to – some might say, well, Stu, it's eternal life on the stake here. Well, you know what? You don't want to compromise that person's income and job, and people depend on him. You don't want to give a reputation, a bad reputation to believers. So here's a card. Here's a Christian radio. I'll write that on the card. Listen to 105.7 FM in the Raleigh area. God bless you. This card proves God loves you. And then order a bunch of these, and you can pass these out too. I mean, Logan, it's that easy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, Stu, we talk about this all the time. You know, when we're talking to churches, when we're talking to people out in public, you know, this generation is a one-click generation. I'm a part of it. I understand it, and I get it. But with these cards, you know, Jesus and his gospel and the truth that we need to find, it's one click away. It's just on a QR code. It's just that easy.
Right, you're not holding them back so they miss their dashing appointment. Like, you're like, you never would have had that deep seed sown with them without the card. And so when people are like,
"Well, you should," it's easy to give them, and he's going to remember it because he puts it in his pocket, and he might fold out later. And there's an application, Justin. We don't have a lot of time left, but there's an application for pastors. I had coffee with a pastor, and I gave him a card. Now I know he's a believer, and he's leading people to Christ, Pastor Matt in Raleigh. And I said, "Pastor, you need to your church." Very affordably, a church can sign up, can't they, for True Life Services, Jesse? And a church, the pastor can, he can weaponize every member in that church and order cards from them, and he can do his own personal greeting, saying, I'm Pastor Matt, come to my church. Here's how I got saved. How about that?
Right. And then below, there's all the video answers to help the people still, but I want to emphasize that this pastor can go sign up for free right now to be on our location system. We're partnered with a national religious broadcasters, but their network, we reach around 76 million people. We have a massive, massive revival effort underway while this election cycle is moving. We want to parallel that with a revival effort, and God's opening doors after. I can go on and on about all the doors that he's opening, but the door I want to get open right now is the door to your heart, listener. We want you to go to sharethetruthnow.com and get these cards for free and be a part of God's show. Go heal, show up.
Truth Talk Live.